Today is May 26, 2015. This is a Joint Committee on Ways and Means Subcommittee on Natural Resources. Today is a public hearing on Senate Bill 730. We'll go ahead and open up a public hearing on Senate Bill 730. And we'll turn it over to Ms. Burke. I always get your last name wrong.
Close enough. Good morning, Co-Chair Rayfield and committee members. Senate Bill 730 establishes the Biomass Heat for Rural Schools Fund, from which the Department of Energy may provide grants and loans to replace low-efficiency heating systems with biomass heating systems in rural schools. In OLIS, you'll find a preliminary Ways and Means staff measure summary, the original staff measure summary, fiscal and revenue impact statements, and testimony that was heard in the Senate Committee on Education, where the bill was heard in April.
And today we have Representative Clem here to testify on Senate Bill 730. Thank you for coming here. We know you're one of the sponsors of this bill, and we appreciate your time this morning.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. For the record, I'm Brian Clem, State Representative from District 21, which is here in Salem, and I come here to talk to you about a bill I spent countless hours negotiating and working on, Senate Bill 730. What this bill does is establish the Biomass Heat for Rural Schools Fund. And the point of the fund is to be able to take in dollars and award them out to schools who are looking to replace their low-efficiency fossil fuel-based heating systems with biomass heating systems, particularly in rural public schools. There's a couple phases of the grants that we steer. You'll see in Section 2 the grants and loans towards. In the first phase, conducting feasibility studies for replacing the fossil fuel-based heating systems with biomass. And then in the second phase, planning and funding capital construction costs related to replacing those systems with the biomass heating systems. Department of Energy would do a little work to set up rules, and then the challenge, of course, will be getting funds into the fund. This bill doesn't carry any appropriation with it at this point, but we think it's of value to get the fund set up because there may be some outside sources for these kind of grants.
Excellent. And again, I just want to commend your work on this bill. I know how much hard work and effort that you've put in to bring this to us today. Is there any questions? Yes, Senator Denbrough.
I have a question.
Great.
And it's really for anyone, actually, who may know the answer to this. You know, first of all, let me say that I'm very supportive of this. I would have signed on as well. You know, I think that there is, you know, particularly for those schools that are located in areas close to production of biomass, it just makes a lot of sense. And I've heard that these burners burn very clean, and it supports the local economy, you know, while, you know, coming up with an affordable heat source. I believe that we have a program called Fuels for Schools. Does that ring a bell for anyone? And I don't know. I don't know if it's an actual program. A funded program, or if it's a concept or what. But you know, I'm wondering how this fits into it, and maybe that's something that's federal. You know, I know that the school out in Sisters was, has something. I think it's burning pellets, but it may be not. I'm not sure. And the funding for that, I think it may be that this was a function of the ARRA time, you know, the stimulus dollars that may have gone into this. But anyway, it looks as if you're not familiar with it, Brian.
No, I'm Googling to see if I can find anything about that. But I can't yet. I unfortunately, I don't know about the Fuels for Schools. I remember Cool Schools, but I don't remember Fuels for Schools.
Yeah, I think Sustainable Northwest has been somehow involved in this, I think.
And there, I did just find a reference to it, Mr. Chair, and it is on a... let me see if I can just pull this up here. It was discussed at a Sustainable Oregon conference.
Yeah,
Fuels for Schools and Beyond, a detailed forum on the technical and financial aspects of using woody biomass to heat rural schools. This was just a forum, but it was in Portland.
And Senator Dembro, Ms. Naburka is pulling something up on her the website, and it looks like it's a federal program.
Okay.
It would be interesting to see the interaction between the two. And
yeah. I'm surprised you didn't include that in your bill, Representative.
I thought about it. I had an amendment that did it. Then I had one that took it back out. One that put it back in with funding. One that took it back out. And I decided in the end I didn't want to mess around with the federal government. I just thought we could do it better. So I left it out.
Yes, Representative Parrish.
So what's the financial ask? Because I don't see that in the bill. And if there's not been a fiscal.
Madam, or Mr. Chair, Representative Parrish, the goal right now is just to get the fund established so we could take in funds, but not to get an appropriation at the moment.
All right.
And if I could add, it may be that some of the funding could come from this federal Fuels to Schools program if that's, in fact, still being funded.
We should amend the bill and task Representative Clem with going and getting that money.
Representative Clem, you might want to follow up with us and with some additional information to this committee about that.
Okay, I'll prepare a short memo on that, Mr. Chair. Thank you.
All right. Is there anyone else here to testify on Senate Bill 730? Mr. Cosgrove, no? Okay. The bankers don't have an interest in this?
Nor do the Foresters.
Okay.
Good bill.
All right. So with that, we will go ahead and close the public hearing on Senate Bill 730. And Mr. Burke, is there anything else today?
No, Mr. Chair, there is nothing else on our agenda today.
All right. Then we'll go ahead and adjourn so people can move on to other things.